Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 150 world leaders gathering today in Paris for a UN summit with the goal of agreeing to binding measures to address climate change and keep global temperatures from rising. VOA asked Australian National University climate change expert Ken Baldwin about what it would cost to accomplish the goal of limiting average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius.
It will certainly cost money, but that will pale into insignificance compared to the cost of doing nothing about climate change. If we allow business as usual to continue, the reports such as the Stern Review all show that the economic cost of the damage due to a high degree of global warming is significantly greater than the cost involved in mitigating the effects of greater CO2 emissions.
An attempt in Copenhagen in 2009 to craft a global deal floundered, an ill-tempered summit with divisions between rich and poor countries. A summit and related international meetings this year running through December the 11th. European Union has agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and on to EU countries. The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Pope Francis said today that Christians and Muslims are brothers. He was speaking at the main mosque in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic. The CAR has been seeing a lot of political conflict and clashes between Christian and Muslim militants dating back for several years. Pope Francis celebrating a mass at a stadium in Bangui today to wrap up his three-nation Africa tour. This is VOA News. Voters in Burkina Faso on Sunday voted for president and members of parliament in the first election since a popular uprising into decades of rule by Blaise Compaoré, who failed in his attempt to extend his 27-year rule. Union for Progress candidate Zéphirin Tibabré called it a historic day. 5 million voters were eligible to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. Officials have begun counting the ballots, and the first results expected late today. If no one earns more than 150% of the vote, a second round will be held. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the United States should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad that they are suggesting the force required may need to be as high as 100,000. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA there are obstacles to creating a multinational force.
How did you mobilize such a large force in a region which has been largely bereft of a unified policy, number one, where the countries really have very much their own very narrow interests, and they're not going to be able to collaborate together, and the question always will be, who leads this force?
Meanwhile, Brookings Institution foreign policy scholar Robert Kagan, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says the Islamic State threatens the cohesion of Europe and the transatlantic community. He says a U.S. force numbering up to 50,000 will need to establish a safe zone in Syria while supporting local forces in uprooting the Islamic State. He expressed hope eventually those U.S. troops could be replaced by European, Turkish, Saudi, and other Arab forces. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the move, saying contacts with EU bodies and their representatives will remain suspended until the government completes a re-evaluation process. Sunday's announcement capping weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the European Union, the mass trade bloc that has sought to pressure Israel to ease its West Bank settlement expansion. And Beijing and other parts of China experiencing some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping preparing to meet with other world leaders in Paris to decide what to do about climate change. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.